This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. That's a vacation voice for you. Good to be back. Randy McMichael now out. He's on vacation this week. Abe Gordon filling in as he did valiantly last week as well. Good morning to you, Abe. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Bunk. Nice to have you back. Unfortunately, couldn't pair you with Randy immediately. It'll come
in time. Of year. It's that time of year.
Glad to be here with you guys, though. It should be a fun week.
Yeah, no shortage of things to talk about, that's for sure. I missed a pretty entertaining week last week. It would have been really fun to enjoy like live reactions on the radio to what the Braves did to the Mets. That was pretty cool. Turned right around and screwed it up, though, didn't they? Right around and dropped 2 out of 3 to the Marlins. And even worse than that, obviously, the thing that made you feel the best about what they did against the Mets and the momentum that they built in that little stretch of play was the way that the top end of the rotation was pitching, obviously highlighted by Chris Sale and his near complete game. Turns out his attempt to get that complete game and like laying it all on the line like he was, we were all going nuts for that diving stop that he made in the ninth inning. Turns out that it was an injury. Turns out he hurt his ribs doing that, and they put him on the 15-day. It'll obviously be longer than that, but just an absolute gut punch after the sweep of the Mets to follow it up, drop a 2 out of 3 to the Marlins, Chris Sale injured, and, you know, got the Mets again this week starting tonight. So obviously you can swing it back in the other direction if you can take care of business, but just when things kind of for the first time this season sort of felt a little bit like they were coming together with everybody back and healthy, one of the most important guys goes down.
Yeah, it's one of those things, and in regards to the Marlins series, because that's separate of the Chris Sale injury, although maybe an emotional bummer from that perspective. Like, in regards to the series itself, no one's surprised, are they?
No.
And that's just how the season has been.
When you think about who was on the mound for the 3 games. Like, you had your 3 best against the Mets.
Honestly, who cares? That team's terrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I care a little just because it's a little – I understand what you're saying, but
– right.
Yeah.
But we go into –
you have a better chance of winning when Chris Sale's on the mound than when Didier Fuentes is making
yes.
his debut.
But you also go into the series with the mindset of, okay, it's Fuentes tonight. How about he doesn't have to win the game?
Mm-hmm.
How about you score 7 or 8 runs against one of the worst teams in baseball? And obviously, over the course of that weekend, it only happened once in that game on Saturday, which you did win. So, yeah, from that perspective, but the Sale thing is what's going to be lasting.
By the way, one of the worst teams in baseball that's only 4 games worse than you.
Well, you're not good either. No.
You know what I mean?
That doesn't mean that they're good. It just means you're also bad.
It doesn't. I'm just saying when you're playing a team like that and you say they're terrible and their record
this is just above terrible?
4 games worse than yours, then what are you? You know what I mean? I understand what you're saying. And again, it felt like coming off of the Mets series, there was, you know, for the first time since everyone came back, there was a little bit more like, all right, I kind of see it. Obviously, Ronald Acuña is playing at a level that I don't think anyone could have reasonably expected already coming off of the injury.
Right.
He clearly, like, one of the benefits, if there is any, of going through the knee rehabilitation process for the second time is it seemed like he knew how to streamline it and he knew how to have his body a little bit more prepared for coming back than he did the first time. And by some statistical measurements, I know it's still a relatively small sample size, like 25 games or whatever.
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
He's playing better than he ever has at the plate. Like he's hitting better than he ever has.
He's
on pace for 40 home runs and he missed 50 games.
Yeah.
It's insane.
He's playing slightly different as a player. And I think, I think everyone's pretty comfortable with it, but like he's not going to run the way he ran.
That's fine.
Now he's going to run the bases when he needs to. Sure. I think we saw that going from first to third.
And he ran through the stop sign and scored a run, which great.
That's his stop sign to run through.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean.
Absolutely.
My first thought, honestly.
Nobody's mad at anybody.
I'm trying to remember. Was it Ozuna that kind of poked it down the line? And my first thought is Acuña needs to score from first on this. Mm-hmm. Like, not even needs to, but like is going to score from. Like, we just know he will. We're not seeing him steal the bases that he's stolen. Maybe that comes with a little more confidence and develop, and maybe that never returns. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I always kind of thought, just because if you look at the trend of guys like him, and there's not that many guys like him, but like 40-40 guys, for the most part, as their careers went on, and part of it is age, but part of it is just, you know,
preservation.
The home run and the power numbers are just more important than stealing second base 40, 45 times a year. You see those numbers go down. You add to that with him the fact that he's had two season-ending knee injuries so young. It always seemed pretty likely that he would scale it back. Now, I don't think it's going to be like this, because what does he have so far this year? Two, maybe?
Yeah, one or two.
One or two.
I can only think of one, but yeah.
I think he had one over the weekend, but whatever. Either way, like very, very, very small amount. He'll probably get back over the next couple of years to somewhere between like, you know, 25, 30, something like that. But as it goes on, as he gets closer to 30 years old, I mean, the numbers are going to go down.
Well, and the
from a stolen base standpoint.
And the interesting thing is, normally you see guys that are blazing fast in their early, mid-20s. Then they put on weight to continue the explosion of power. He's actually gone the other direction.
Well, the other thing that complicates the recent comparisons, because there's only a couple recent comparisons, they put on a little bit of a different kind of weight, too.
Right.
You know what
but
I mean?
But he's lost like, weight. He's, you know.
Yeah, he has. Like, Barry Bonds and Alex Rodriguez put on some, like, you know, some strange weight. They got a little top-heavy later in their career.
I mean, I get them for sure, but they're even, like, more recently, there's guys who were, like, fit infielders that were, like, well, I'm going to become a first baseman, and we're going to pack
Soriano,
it on.
Soriano, from, like, a body type, he's obviously a little taller than Acuña, I think, but, like, Soriano probably is the best comparison because he stayed kind of lanky throughout, but even he took a step backwards as far as stolen bases go. Anyway, Ronald Acuña's playing great baseball. He's batting .396. He's got a 50% on-base
percentage. Is he up to .396?
He was above .400 at one point last week, and then, I guess he didn't go 2-for-5 in a game. He did go 2-for-4 yesterday and score two of the three runs that the Braves scored. But again, unfortunately, they didn't come up big in a couple of opportunities. They were 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Bryce Elder was all right, but he wasn't great. And ultimately, you gave up a lead that you had early in the game and lost the series, which is really frustrating. It would have felt a lot better. Even losing Friday night the way that they did would have felt a lot better just to get that series coming off of what they did against the Mets. And then now you go to New York and start a 4-game series against the Mets with Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound. So you feel good about that. But obviously the big picture story and the main concern long term is the health of Chris Sale. Because who knows? I mean, I know it's a 15-day IL, but it's a rib and he's a pitcher.
And it's a fracture.
Yeah.
It takes time, and I think we get that. The other thing for me is, and I don't want to be too negative about it, but it just – I mentioned this a while ago, and then a lot of people kind of turned the corner when you swept the Mets last time out, those three games. And it just feels like it's one of those years that isn't going to be there. And the injury to Sale, which is on the back of the injury to A.J. Smith-Shawver and some other stuff that's gone on, Jerickson Profar at the start of the year, it just didn't come together. And it still can. You're not totally waving the white flag, but there was a chance to turn the corner. In that chance, you learn that your ace guy who was gunning for a second straight Cy Young the way he had been pitching is now going to miss, again, probably the majority of the rest of the season.
Probably.
And then you also turn around and lose to one of the worst teams in baseball. Now you're facing one of the best teams in baseball who are going through their own struggles, mind it, and a team that you just dealt with. But we talked about this 13-game stretch. I know you were out, but we kind of looked at the start of that last Mets series here at home.
Okay.
From there, 13 games.
So you got Mets for seven of them. You just played three against the Marlins. Who are the other three?
Phillies.
Phillies, okay.
So that's your season right there in terms of if you're going to start to turn the corner, if you're going to start to work your way back. You got to produce here. And I said you probably need to be 9-4, in my opinion, for it to be a real significant look at a turnaround. You go 3-0, and I said, okay, now you just need to be 6-4. You had to take the two from the Marlins because yeah, now it's starting to get like you if you split with the Mets, you have to sweep the Phillies, or you got to take three out of four from the Mets. And now it just kind of backs up against the wall. It just starts to feel again like – it just ain't the season. And between the injuries and some other things, it's tough to watch.
I know we'll get back more into this in about 10 minutes and what's trending. We'll let you hear a little audio from yesterday. Alex Anthopoulos as well. He was with Dukes and Bell on Friday. And we'll spend plenty of time on this in half an hour, a little deeper, not only into what happened in Game 7 in the NBA Finals, but also the blockbuster trade that took place yesterday as well, sending Kevin Durant to Houston. But I can't – I know that I'm not neutral. I'm obviously not neutral when it comes to the Pacers and the Thunder. Nobody thought it was going seven. Nobody, even after when it was tipping off of Game 6, no one thought it was going to seven. Everyone thought that the Thunder were going to win that game, given the way that Halliburton looked in Game 5. The Pacers came back and played their backsides off in Game 6 and forced a Game 7. And then Halliburton comes out yesterday and starts the game off hot. He makes three threes in the first quarter. He's obviously hobbled, but he looked fantastic. And then just a devastating injury. Like, I don't know. Incredibly unsatisfying Game 7 experience from my standpoint.
I think it's tough. And we kind of talked about it the first time that we learned about the calf injury. And you had to bring up the recent occurrences.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to lead to a much worse injury? Mm-hmm. And it was, I don't know about you, I felt like because of what we've seen recently, it was only a matter of time. And if maybe he could have found a way to not exacerbate the situation yesterday, you can let it fully heal. But
yeah,
like, well, it just felt like a matter of time. And
the way he needed to find was 30 more minutes. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
He played 7 minutes last night and played great. If he could have just made it 30 more minutes, then it's the offseason.
Yeah.
And he can let it heal and
yeah,
it's fine. So I've seen some discourse about whether or not he even should have played. Come on. They won Game 6. He played great. He's their best player. It was Game 7 of an NBA Finals. He's going to play.
But,
like, there's no world in which Tyrese Halliburton doesn't play.
There also has to be a realization that you're living on borrowed time in some sort of sense.
Yeah,
and
but
that
you borrow the time for Game 7.
I agree. I 100% agree. He has to risk tearing the Achilles, rupturing the Achilles to win an NBA. You have to do it.
I get it.
And now you live with, even using the word consequence is not the right term, because I think everyone in the league is taking that chance. It's just so devastating that it happened Game 7 when, like you said, he had already hit three threes.
He was playing great.
Yeah, and who knows what happens in that game if he's able to make it through. But that was a risk. I think we knew from as soon as he had a calf issue and was playing through it, you're like, man, like, at some point, we just don't know when that point is. It was tough to watch.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. And then there's that side of it where the guys know. I mean, you saw it with Tatum. You saw it with Dame. Like, these guys know immediately what it is as soon as that Achilles goes. And I don't know. I know ESPN's got to show it and all that. Like, it's part of it. But at certain points, like, dang, man. Like,
I didn't see it.
Let's show something else.
I didn't see it for, like, the first three or four replays.
Ugh.
And then they slowed it down and zoomed in, and I saw it. And, yeah, I mean, they have to show it. I get it. Didn't you already know that? Like,
as soon as everyone's like, oh, okay, we're good.
I saw him go down live, and I'm like,
you know what it is.
I bet because of what he's been playing with and what comes next in that situation. Yeah, you knew.
Just because there's only like 90 seconds left in this segment and we're going to dedicate like a solid 15 minutes to the game last night, mm-hmm. the Thunder, the Pacers, the NBA offseason, all that kind of stuff. in like half an hour, and I don't care that much about this conversation. It is an interesting thing that the NBA needs to think about, or players need to think about, or doctors or whatever,
yeah,
just to kind of examine why this seems to be happening more. I mean, I care about it from the standpoint of it's important that Achilles injuries are happening
more.
How
many of them been in the playoffs?
I don't know the solution, and I don't even have a theory as to the cause, but like,
playing with calf issues, you
okay,
start there.
Okay,
was Durant was in the finals.
Durant was in the finals.
Was Dame Lillard's?
Dame's was in the first round of these playoffs.
And wasn't there another one?
Tatum's was in the second round of these playoffs. And then obviously Halliburton's was
so
last
those guys
night.
Playing through injuries, they probably...
There's never been more in a season. There was eight this season in the NBA, and there was two
and
guys...
And one at the combine.
Two
NBA.
Guys that you don't count. There was a combine, and there was a training injury. One of the Antetokounmpo brothers...
Tiannis.
...did his in training.
I don't know. Thanasis?
So throw it in there for 10. Like, that's a lot. That used to be something that happened to like 37-year-olds when they're on the very end of their career. I mean, these are guys in the middle of their prime right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the solution is. I have a theory.
I want to hear it at some point.
Yeah, we can get into that in like a half an hour. There's no solution for it, but I have a theory.
The solution's not realistic.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
this hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. That includes you. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending. A lot happened over the weekend. We didn't even get into the half of it. Thanks for being with us on a Monday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house.
Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, so he's, I know, you know, and it was talked, and again, we're up there in blown saves. I don't know where we are lately, but we were top two. And right. Look, he's the first guy. He was killing him. You know, he's so proud. He works so hard. And it was absolutely killing him. You know, he was just telling us, just like, I do everything. I run. I mean, this guy's one of the hardest working guys. I'll watch from my office. He's on the field. He's running poles. He's doing everything. But his stuff is still very good. You know, he throws strikes. The home run rate is really high. Extremely high, way higher than where it's been his career. And look, guys are hitting the ball hard, obviously, to hit it over the fence, right? But that could be a double, that could be a lineup, that could be a flyout. But they happen to be going over the fence this year. I do believe he's going to get going and he's going to get hot. Look, back into the bullpen wise, I think things are starting to settle in a little bit. I mean, Eniel De Los Santos, a terrible outing against Colorado. Didn't get anybody out last night. He looked great. Not the same game, but I remember when Joe Jimenez against Colorado after Luke Jackson came in, he didn't get anybody out on that road trip, and then we went to San Francisco. So Santos went into that game with a 2-7. And, you know, right. Lee's been fantastic. I think Dylan Dodd's an emerging left-handed reliever.
Ah, back on Friday when those were our biggest problems. Back when we were worried about the back end of the bullpen. Alex Anthopoulos with Dukes and Bell Friday. Just kind of talking about some of the obvious other stuff that the Braves can think about as summer arrives and the trade deadline is a little bit sooner, certainly, maybe a more clear idea of what you need. At the time of the conversation, you have to assume that Alex Anthopoulos had an idea that Chris Sale was feeling some pain. We didn't know the full extent of that until later in the weekend. And now we know that the Braves' rotation is going to be without its best pitcher for over the last year and a half for a while. We don't know how long. I mean, it's a fractured rib. So, there's a lot of different timelines on that. I mean, look, obviously we hope that it's as fast as possible, but who knows? Who really knows? What we do know is he's going to be out for a little while. Didier Fuentes made his debut on Friday. It was pretty fun to watch. He's got some electric stuff. Obviously, he's 20, missed a couple pitches, and one of them was hit over the fence for a home run. I couldn't help but watch him on Friday thinking to myself, I don't know. That looks like a guy that might put in the back end of the bullpen. That's a guy with some electric stuff. And then Sale goes down, and now you're probably going to have to start him every fifth day. So, yeah, man, the fun of the Mets series, still fun. But kind of went away a little bit over the weekend with losing the series to the Marlins and also Chris Sale getting hurt.
Yeah, and look, it could be fun again.
Could be fun again.
Could be fun again.
Beat
right?
The Mets. Like, three out of the next four.
Yeah, and so it's one of those things where the season's just been up and down. And I was talking about it last week, Bunk. You've had some successful, like, extended stretches.
Yeah.
Like, the Braves obviously went from way down and got to above 500.
There was a 30-game stretch where they were... I think
they had
19-11.
Yeah, they had two stretches in that 30-game stretch. Well, they had an 11-game stretch where they went 9-2, and they had a 13-game stretch where they went 9-4.
Well, right now, they're 7 out of their last 10.
Now, the problem is in the middle of those two stretches,
they lose a lot of games.
They were like 2-8.
Yeah, well, they've got two 7-game losing streaks
this year, which is not great.
Yeah.
And so what we saw against the Mets and now against the Marlins, which is just a smaller microcosm of what this whole season has been, is you're up, there's belief, there's this, there's that. And then you're down, and you're the worst team in baseball, and sell everyone. The amount of buy after the Mets series to sell after this Marlins series is wild.
Mm-hmm.
It's been three games. The difference between Friday morning or Friday night.
I bet that was a fun show. Friday morning?
Well,
they just swept the Mets. Like, Randy's about to go on vacation. He's in a good mood.
Yeah.
Like, you made it to the end of the week and he didn't strangle you.
Hey, we had a good week last week, all right? We did.
Good. I heard you on Thursday right? Because Thursday was the holiday, so it was a little
bit different.
So I heard you on Thursday talking a little bit with Caleb. That was enjoyable.
Yeah, that only lasted a couple minutes, right? The tail end of my show.
I was,
yeah.
I was in the parking lot of the of the Publix near Lake Lanier waiting for my wife to get some sort of lake stuff. I don't know. Something
floaty?
We needed for the lake. Maybe
floaty?
It was a floaty. Might have been some charcoal so we could barbecue or grill at the campsite. We camped on Thursday night at Lake Lanier, which, awesome. Just really, really fun experience if you like camping. Really nice campgrounds. They're all right there on the lake. You can swim. And then we stayed Friday night and Saturday night at the Lake Lanier Islands Resort.
Mm.
Big recommend. Like, that was, and it was for my brother's wedding. Wedding was Saturday. It was beautiful. Saturday, 4 o'clock, mid-June, Georgia weddings. Little hot.
Yeah.
We got the, you know, we got the full, like, you know, dark green suits on. We're just trying not to sweat, but obviously we, what are you going to do?
Right through it.
9,000 degrees outside.
Yep.
But yeah, if you get an opportunity to go stay up there at that Lake Lanier Resort Hotel, played golf on Friday, swam in the pool all day on Saturday before the wedding. Beautiful spot. Highly recommend.
All right.
There you have it. All right. Braves Mets tonight. You got Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound against Paul Blackburn, who the Braves got after pretty good last week. Hopefully they can do it again. It's been a real treat watching Ronald Acuna play since he's come back, playing as good as Ronald Acuna can, and hopefully him and the pitching is enough to take this series against the Mets. They're back at it tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder win the NBA championship last night. Let's hear it.
Thunder fans, feel this moment. The uncommon young team proves to be unstoppable.
It's over at Paycom Center.
Final in Game 7, the Thunder 103, the Pacers 91. A dream realized. The storybook season is complete. The final chapter reads, the Oklahoma City Thunder are the 2025 NBA champions.
Here you have it. First championship in franchise history for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
I did see that on SportsCenter on a Chiron last night. It said, Thunder win first championship in franchise history, and then it said something about since 2008, 2009, which is when the Thunder started, and I was like, shout out ESPN, you got it right. Well done.
I'm glad you're so proud of that.
I am. I am. It was nice also, I will say, with my brother's wedding over the weekend, obviously so many of the people being from the Pacific Northwest, it was nice to be around a bunch of
other haters,
just a bunch of like-minded haters.
Okay.
Like, we just said so many bad things about the Thunder and everyone involved. Not the players. They're fine. All these players are different players. But the ownership and the way it went down with them moving and all that, it was really nice. It was nice to commiserate with a bunch of haters around a pool on Saturday night before they went on to win the championship.
Yeah, they seemed unbothered on the court last night
about
whether it was first or not. But look, it was a good run. They were the better team in pretty much every stage. Like, at no point did we really think that they were going to lose in the playoffs. I think there was a little anticipation for Minnesota.
Yeah.
That
Denver probably did the best job against them.
They did. But I thought
until the Pacers.
Correct.
Obviously.
I thought there was anticipation about Minnesota. That fell flat.
Yeah, Minnesota had nothing for them.
And then the series you didn't think would be as good as it was, the NBA Finals. Obviously, some weird, wonky performances. You go back to Game 1, certainly. how well the Pacers shot in Game 6 obviously put them over the top there. But this was the best team in the NBA this season. They had the best player in the NBA this season. I think it is fitting that they win the championship.
Yeah, we'll get back into that NBA offseason, kind of the Pacers side of the story as well, in about 10 minutes, not to mention the fact that Kevin Durant got traded. It's also kind of, I think, I don't know, is it symmetry, is it poetic, whatever, that like the Thunder win the championship and on the same day Kevin Durant gets traded. Obviously unrelated to their franchise. He's been gone from the Thunder for a very long time, but the last time they were in the finals was that young Durant, Westbrook, Harden, Ibaka team. Everybody thought they were going to have like multiple bites at the apple with that team. They didn't. They didn't get back for 13 years, and obviously everybody from that team was gone. On the same day as that, Kevin Durant still, maybe not at that level, obviously, because that was just entering his prime as like a 23-year-old or whatever. Still a star in the league, and a blockbuster trade yesterday sends him to Houston. We'll get back into that in about 10 minutes. Hey, congratulations to LSU. Championship. Once more, Bo's in the other room with all his LSU baseball gear on. They win the College World Series. I got to watch the game against Arkansas where Arkansas just melted down.
Oh yeah,
poor left fielder just like tripped and it hit him in the shoulder.
Brutal,
dude.
Brutal.
How does that happen? Like obviously, you know, I want LSU to win because I want Bo to be happy. But that was a brutal game for Arkansas.
Well, and then the ball gets blooped over second base and he gets a glove on it.
I know. And then yesterday, Coastal Carolina's coach gets kicked out in the first inning. Seemed like an ump show to me. And one of the base coaches, too.
Yeah, first base coach got rang
up.
Yeah,
crazy stuff. But anyway, congratulations to LSU.
Yeah, College World Series, again, it's been an incredibly fun environment the times that I've gone. It's only growing. I think I've seen the SEC's won like six straight, something like that. So
dominating.
LSU's second one in 4 years, is that correct, under new head – not new head coach anymore, but Jay Johnson – it's a good program right there.
Fun one at the Travelers yesterday. Keegan Bradley comes back late and beats Tommy Fleetwood, who basically led the tournament the entire time. Keegan Bradley is the Ryder Cup captain.
Yeah, he's so I was going to ask you about this.
I don't know what the – he's one of the best players.
Apparently, because of the win, he's now eligible.
Yeah.
That's a thing. He would have been not eligible if he –
well, he would have had to have been a captain's pick, and he's the captain. So he probably wouldn't have picked himself because that would have been a little bit.
I pick me.
You know who should be on the team is me. I'm better than all of you guys. But now he's borderline qualifying for it just off of the way that he's playing. So seems pretty easy to me. Put the best guys on the team. It's not like the captain's job is that hard. It's like, all right, these are the ones that are playing today. You guys are going to play later. You guys are partners. Who do you like? You want to play with him? Great.
The captain should either always be on the team or never. It shouldn't be like up in the air.
Huh.
That's my stance.
I think he should always be on the team.
Fine.
But even if it's like
whoever
like
you're
Tom Watson.
That guy can
Tom Watson should be on the team now.
Well, but he's the other version of like the guy's never on the team. You can't like
no, you gotta have a 73-year-old guy on your team also.
Do they have to? Does Britain have to?
Yeah,
Europe?
The European team has to have like Ian Woosnam or something like that has to be on their team too. You got to be one guy over 70 and he's the captain and then the rest of the guys qualify. All right, we'll come back. We'll get more into what happened last night from a Thunder perspective. How are you going to remember these playoffs? How are you going to remember the NBA Finals? Not to mention Kevin Durant on the move and what last night meant for the entire Eastern Conference, most specifically the Atlanta Hawks. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday late morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Like we said, we'll get into some NFL conversation in just about 20 minutes. Not a ton going on, as it is the very quiet part of the calendar for the NFL. Anytime one of your guys is on the ticker this time of year, your heart skips a beat. So anyway, we'll talk some NBA or some NFL coming up in 20 minutes, some college football at 12:20, the back page with Bo, which I can only assume will be at least partially dedicated to LSU winning the college baseball World Series yesterday or over the weekend, and a lot of other fun stuff to get to. But last night, we saw another NBA champion crowned. What's that? That's seven now, different champions in the last 7 years. We've also seen seven different MVPs in the last 7 years. And coming out of last night, it seems to me a little bit, maybe I'm wrong about this, maybe I'm forgetting some of the narratives about past champions. Maybe we said this about Denver. Maybe we definitely said this about Boston last year. But it feels like everybody's pretty convinced that this is sort of just the beginning of a run for the Thunder. I don't know how long that run will be, but just because they're so young and they're in such good financial shape, they don't even have to extend any of these guys this offseason if they don't want to. Chet and Jalen Williams are eligible for extensions, but we'll see what they do. So they're in really good shape. We'll see. I mean, again, you know, there's no guarantee, as you saw last night with Halliburton's injury in the first quarter, of health and all of that kind of stuff. But it definitely does seem like this Oklahoma City team is poised to make this not just a one-and-done situation for them.
Well, a couple of things I think continue to add up to that. And the one for me that makes their situation a little bit different, you mentioned the youth, you mentioned the financials. The financials, they're going to get pushed in the next couple of years. Sure. They're going to get pushed.
Every good team does.
But here's their saving grace. Look at their future draft stock and capital. Like, they have a bucket. They could, and depending on how things work out, they could have six first-round picks in the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. Like if they need to move on from a guy, they can replenish through the draft. A role player they can add through the draft that isn't going to cost them $18 or $20 million. And then there's the other aspect of this, which you just – sometimes I wonder. Like a guy like Alex Caruso – a guy, there are a couple of them on that team, not Caruso's, but just in general, a guy like Hartenstein, right? How much are they willing to take to stay in this culture, this environment, and win more titles? Yeah.
Well, Hartenstein's their second highest paid player.
He got broke off.
He got paid to go there.
And that's why he left New York.
Right.
But, and he's got two more years, I think, on this deal, and then you'll see where he's at, you'll see where the team's at. But that goes back to my draft point. If you need to move on from Hartenstein because he's going to cost you $25, $28 million, you just take one of those draft picks and try your best to plug and play. And they've done pretty good in the draft.
Oh, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, majority of this core was built through the draft. Obviously, SGA was traded for, but all of the draft compensation that they got along with him, they turned into these pieces. They got Holmgren and J-Dub in the same draft, and obviously that's two of their big
three. How many guys aren't even really in the prime? Like SGA's starting his prime, but I don't think he's at the top of it yet.
Yeah,
I think he can still improve.
He probably has another level of just like... You know, whether it's IQ takes another couple ticks up.
I think Jalen Williams still has that.
Absolutely. Jalen Williams is not even entering his prime.
Correct.
Chet's nowhere near where his offensive
game. But you can see the impact he has.
For sure.
I think that's the other thing that would terrify me is like when I looked at the Celtics last year, I see Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown in the middle of their primes. Like, I don't know how much better they're necessarily going to get as individuals, maybe teamwork and all that stuff, whatever. Like, these guys aren't even at the top of their games yet. They have a good head coach that makes it work. Mm-hmm. As you pointed out, they're young. Now you just, I mean, like everyone, we'll see if money changes things.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I mean, everybody loves when it's the kind of the underdog, you know, we're all 23, whatever. We're going to do all the interviews together.
You see the video of them trying to pop champagne and no one knew how to open the bottles properly?
Yeah. It's kind of adorable. It's like
it was.
Yeah, none of them have ever had champagne, which can't be true. Like they have to have had it at some point.
I guess.
Right?
But by the way, like if you handed me a bottle of champagne, I don't open my own bottles. I don't have other people open them either. I just don't drink champagne. Like I'm sure I'd figure it out, but like
it's not hard.
Maybe
there's just a cork in there.
Maybe
just, poop. I might pops open.
I'm just saying. Like take a second, get used to it.
It's hard enough to where you can injure yourself.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't,
but someone else.
But you don't have to. See, my thing is like this. Whenever I open a bottle
don't
of champagne,
shake it.
Which is not that often. I don't often open a bottle of champagne. But when you do, you don't have to do the thing where you point it away from yourself and just like thumb it out.
No, you do not.
You can just grab the cork and pull it and catch it. You don't have to shoot the cork off into the distance.
Catch it. You can just leave it in your hand.
That's
and
what
pull
I mean. Don't
out.
Catch it. Yeah, I just mean like grab it out. You don't have to do the thing where you shoot it off into
the... That's dangerous and will spill all the champagne everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah, you're going to get a shot of champagne.
That's not really how bottles are opened. Yes,
100%.
What happens with champagne if you open it without shaking it?
It just
opens.
Pop, it opens.
You might
get a little spillage.
But you don't
have to... Right, but it's not shooting
You don't have
now.
To move it around at all for it to get so unsettled that it might... Because there's a little wire frame on it, on the cork.
Yeah.
When you take that wire frame off, it could just open and
it
pop
could,
out of there.
That's why when you take the wire frame off, you got to have it in your hand. Just in case it pops, you know?
Oh, okay.
Or just put a towel over it.
Or put towel over it. Just for safety.
Catcher's
mitt. You get a little dribble, you know, or a sock or something like that. You got to be safe. It was very cute that they didn't know how to open the champagne. speaks to their youth, I suppose.
One of them, I'm trying to think of it, Jalen Williams, I think very clearly does not like beer and was asking for tequila.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not really into this. There's tequila.
One more champagne thought, just because we were coming off of a wedding celebration for my brother on Saturday night. I understand that that's like the traditional, everybody gets a glass of it, you toast and all that. Champagne's gross.
Yeah, get a drink that everyone would prefer.
Or like just pick whatever you want. Like, because I had a glass of champagne and then the glass of what I was actually drinking, but it felt like you had to toast the champagne because everyone was toasting the champagne. And I didn't, just a light sip. I just really don't like it.
Did you have champagne at your wedding?
Probably.
Like,
I don't remember. What probably.
What's the alternate?
Wine.
Like, do you have like...
Wine. Or whatever you want. I don't care.
So I would think you'd have to do multiple, where like you have like wine or champagne or like multiple variants, I guess.
Just like any alcoholic, some people don't drink. So any beverage that you want to toast with, it just felt like there was an expectation of you put the champagne flute in the air when the best man gets done with his speech and says, to the happy couple, here, and then everybody cheers.
And instead just
raise
whatever glass you have in front of you.
I did raise it for the first one. When the father of the bride spoke, I put that up and sipped it. The rest of them, I put it up and then put it down and then
sipped your other drink.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I was not a big champagne guy. Just not a huge fan of it. That's neither here nor there. All right, let's do the Achilles stuff just for a second.
Okay,
and then we can talk about what all of the injuries in the playoffs might mean for the Hawks. I don't really have. I don't have a solution. I have a theory on maybe why some of this is happening.
Do you want my solution before we get to your theory?
But I don't know that it's a solution. Sure, yeah.
Like, you're just going to have to take off when you have a calf strain.
I know.
I know. It's the playoffs, and you can't.
You can't.
I get that. But to not have what happened last night or has happened in multiple other rounds of this playoff,
right.
You have to let your calf heal. Like, it's not a good solution because there's too much in it.
But I don't think there's ever going to be a scenario in which a star player is going to miss game seven of the NBA Finals because he has a calf strain.
Technically, he should have missed game five and six, but hey.
They wouldn't have had a game seven if he would have missed game six.
The way the rest of them
were shooting. He pretty much missed game five, by the way.
Like, yeah.
He was a non-factor in that game. But, I mean, I don't know. Gut it out is basically the the mantra of professional
sports.
What
you have to weigh is the significance of the moment versus the likelihood of the injury.
Right. And obviously, you're focused on all of the ones that happened in the playoffs, and you go back to Durant a handful of years ago, and there's been others since then. It just there's proof that there's been more lately. My theory is that because of the way that the playoffs are played so differently than the regular season is played, guys get late in the playoffs, and you play 82 games where you almost never play back-to-backs. Maybe you might play some back-to-backs, but stars start picking games they're not going to play, and you're load managing throughout the course of 82, where everyone says 82 is so long, I guess, but the way that they manage it, it doesn't feel that long. Guys aren't playing, like, when you get to the playoffs, and you look at what the Pacers just did, they just played 23 games in a relatively condensed, in a time period in an NBA schedule where you probably wouldn't play 23 games. You're going to play every night. If you're a star player, you're playing more minutes. Obviously, the game is more intense than it is in the regular season as well in a lot of these games. So I think the style of play and the the compact nature of the schedule is different in the playoffs than it is in the regular
condensed
season.
Condensed schedule. Yeah.
Guys used to play all the games.
Yeah.
And so when they got to the playoffs, they were used to playing all the games.
I will say the one difference I think we see moving forward is in the regular season, if a guy has a calf strain, there is no, in my opinion, there's not going to be a call from the fans to like, hey, man, get out there and give us some minutes, play through it. Like if
you don't?
No, I don't.
You think we're all going to be level-headed now?
Because well,
a couple guys hurt their Achilles? Now, maybe that'd be good, but like you really think like –
All right, I'll speak for myself.
Let's say the Hawks.
I'll speak for myself.
The Hawks make a big move this offseason, and they advance all the way to the NBA Finals next year.
No, I said in the regular season.
Oh, in the regular season. Okay.
The regular season. The playoffs are still, to your point, guys are going to have to play.
Yeah.
Maybe it's up to the coaches to be a little more careful minutes-wise.
Just so much about it mirrors what's happening in baseball with the pitchers, where
they think
being careful and managing and doing all of this stuff is helping, but when you get into the heat of it, and you're especially in the playoffs in the NBA, and you're playing just a different style and you're playing more, there's no such thing as managing it. Like, you're going for it. And there's just going to be more wear and tear that maybe you would be more used to if you didn't manage it all along the way.
Yeah, the kid glove situation.
Maybe guys are playing too much. I don't know. Maybe on the way up through AAU and
right.
And
I've heard that
stuff,
too. The specialization,
the way that they train in off seasons and don't let their bodies heal. I really don't know how that goes. It just feels like the main difference to me in terms of what was and what is now is guys treat the regular season differently than they used to, and the playoffs are still treated the same way. You see a lot more injuries in the playoffs now than you used to because guys' bodies were ready for that sort of wear and tear.
Yeah.
But now they're not.
The other thing I've heard, and it probably doesn't explain the arm situation in baseball, but I think it would explain ACL stuff in football and potentially calf and Achilles stuff in basketball, is the technology's too good. The shoes are maybe a little too good. They give you too much friction, too much stick, especially in football. And if the shoe doesn't go, the knee will. If the shoe doesn't go, the calf will.
Right. Well, then
I've heard a little bit of that.
In football, too, they talk about the artificial surface.
Correct.
Artificial surface has so much to do with the knee injuries because it doesn't give. How this all relates to the Hawks, I feel is pretty obvious. But, you know, another superstar in the Eastern Conference went down last night and is likely to miss next season. You add him to Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard.
Let's be clear. Like, the Pacers are nothing. Like, they're nothing without Hallie, in my opinion. They don't scare you.
I mean, sure. But, I mean, they're probably not going back to the Eastern Conference Finals without him. I think they could probably still make the playoffs.
I'm not saying they're a 12-win team.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a team that you look at now and be like, we should be able to beat that team.
Right. Right, exactly. And so, you know, now you enter into this offseason, which just began last night. Kevin Durant gets traded to the Rockets. We'll get back into the ripple effects of that and his reaction to it, which, by the way, he found out live at Fanatics Fest that he was traded to Houston. I don't know, and maybe this is a short-sighted vision of it, but, like, if I'm the Hawks and I have an opportunity to take a huge swing this offseason, the East is wide open. Like, I know Detroit's improving and Orlando's improving. Philadelphia's got to be looking at themselves like, all right, man, one healthy stretch. One healthy stretch and we can pay off this whole thing. We can get one good stretch out of Joel Embiid and we can pay off this whole thing and everybody can shut up and leave us alone. But I mean, the Eastern Conference right now is the walking wounded. Like, it's wide open for anybody coming up this next season, it feels like to me.
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland's going to potentially be returning what they've had, but they obviously faltered in the playoffs, and that's success against, to an extent, in the regular season anyways. We talked about this last week with the trade of Desmond Bane. I think Orlando is now primed and ready, and the fact that you've taken Boston potentially off the table, you've now taken Indy off the table, and who knows to what extent Giannis can single-handedly carry the Bucks if he's even there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get him here.
I mean, okay.
Trey and Giannis?
Sure.
Versus this Eastern Conference?
Yeah.
I like my
chances.
It's
not my call.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's not mine either. I would like that.
What's stopping that? Is the premise of we're going to build around versus we're going to take a big swing the sticking point here?
My guess is what's stopping it probably would be the Bucks. Like, wait, what are you offering us? We want draft picks. And, like,
we don't have that many.
No.
We got 13 and 22 come Wednesday.
We got the runner-up of the Rookie of the Year. You want him? Nah.
How did he not win that? Whatever. That's new here.
I don't know.
It's a nonsense.
I'm not sure.
Nonsense hey, vote.
The draft's coming up in a couple days as well. We'll spend some more time on that as the week goes on. Quick break here. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.